Germany has called on Ukraine to strengthen the freedom of its media. The call came from Chancellor Angela Merkel during a meeting in Berlin with Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. Also on the agenda was closer bilateral cooperation on energy. Hardy Graupner reports.
Ukraine has had its share of problems, including inflation, a high unemployment rate and large-scale corruption. But Viktor Yanukovych insisted that with him as president, his country had made good progress in stabilizing the economy and curbing public debt, not least through a string of unpopular reforms aimed at overhauling the bloated social system. Yanukovych said he was interested in closer business ties with Germany. There are already some 1,300 companies in Ukraine which are financed with the help of German capital, and Germany provides 20% of all direct foreign investment. According to the president, conditions for investors will continue to improve. The economic reforms that are currently being undertaken in Ukraine will also help investors to engage in our country with more confidence, Yanukovych said. We are finishing a process of removing some of the bureaucratic obstacles that stood in the way of business operations by small and medium-sized companies. Investor contracts will soon fully comply with the European standards. German Chancellor Angela Merkel described Ukraine as a country that was crucial for Germany's energy security. Small wonder, then, that the two leaders devoted much time to the future of gas deliveries from Russia to Germany, with Ukraine as a vital transit nation. We've agreed to hold a bilateral forum on the joint use of raw materials in autumn, she said. We'll deal with matters related to European energy policy and energy security, and we'll analyze to what extent German companies can be helpful in overhauling the Ukrainian gas transport infrastructure. Yanukovych, for his part, said with him as president, there would be no more protracted rows with Russia over gas prices. Europe, he said, need not to fear that they would have their supplies cut off again. Ukraine wants to be and will be a reliable business partner for both Russia and the European Union, he said. We see Germany as an important partner when it comes to modernizing our gas transport system. It's our strategic aim to move closer to the European Union, and we are hopeful that an association agreement between us and the EU can be signed soon. I think we've made good progress in meeting the conditions for such an agreement. Before the meeting, the media watchdog Reporters Without Borders urged the German Chancellor to address what it called growing obstacles to the freedom of the press in Ukraine. In particular, it called for a more serious investigation into the recent disappearance of the editor of a small weekly in the city of Kharkiv that specialized in sensational corruption cases. The man is believed to have been killed, and law enforcement agents are thought to have been involved. Angela Merkel did not touch on that particular incident during the news conference, but emphasized she'd called on the president to restore the full freedom of the press in his country. We've exchanged our views on the current situation in Ukraine concerning the freedom of the press, she said. We've debated very openly some of the issues I've been concerned about of late. The president promised me that he'd always be willing to discuss such matters without any restrictions whenever bilateral irritations occurred in the future. Viktor Yanukovych may have hoped for more substantial political results from his visit, but he isn't going back empty-handed. At a separate meeting, German police investigators handed over to him a precious painting which was stolen in Odessa 2 years ago and which was recovered in Berlin in June of this year. Hardy Graupner, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.